Edward von der Porten is a former Santa Rosa history teacher and a co-founder of the Drake Navigators Guild, which just last year won official confirmation of Drake's Bay as the place where the great English seaman stopped in 1597. Although he eventually rose to become Vice Admiral of the British Navy, von der Porten relates that Drake came from humble origins.
He came completely from nowhere. He's one of 12 children. At times, his family lived in the hulk of an old ship. He's apprenticed at 12 to go to sea, and yet he rises to be Vice Admiral of England.
Following that apprenticeship, Drake sailed with a second cousin, John Hawkins, to Africa and then the West Indies, where they skirmished with Spanish ships, only narrowly escaping. He was subsequently authorized as a privateer by Queen Elizabeth and led his own command in a successful raid against Spanish treasure hunters in Panama.
That's where the silver comes from, Peru, across Panama, and then into the ships to go to Spain. And he succeeds in capturing a mule train carrying a good bit of gold and silver and becomes quite rich, quite well known.
The Queen then sent Drake to the Pacific to engage with the Spaniards there, which he did with considerable further success from Peru to Mexico. But with his ship loaded with tons of gold, silver, and other plunder, and under pursuit, Drake sailed out into the Pacific, then back toward North America, hoping to find an eastward passage to the Atlantic. Instead, says von der Porten, he came to modern-day Oregon.
So he has to go south and find a harbor, repair his ship, and then he can go across the Pacific. So he sees and maps Bodega Bay, and ahead of him is a big headland. Well, he's been looking for shelter for 300 miles, so he goes around the headland, Point Reyes Head, we call it today, and finds a very large sheltered sea bay, and within that he finds an opening into a very sheltered location where he can repair and resupply his ship before he goes across the Pacific.
Today, of course, we know that as Drake's Bay. The captain's logs of the journey were later lost in a fire, but other records, notably the journal of the ship's chaplain, helped modern researchers, including von der Porten, to confirm the location.
The chaplain's account gives us 13 pages just on this landing in California. It is so detailed that the ethnographers could identify the specific tribe of California natives that Drake met.
Drake's Golden Hind subsequently sailed home by way of the Farallon Islands, India, and Africa, and Drake went on to carve out a prominent role in history in the defeat of the Spanish Armada. But von der Porten says Sir Francis was perhaps an even more significant figure in the opening of North America.
Think of where did the English first land and claim what is now the United States of America? The answer is Drake's Bay, California, not the East Coast. Where did the Protestant religious tradition begin? Drake's Bay, the Book of Common Prayer by his chaplain, Francis Fletcher. Where did the English first meet with Native Americans? Incidentally, in a very friendly and positive fashion, Drake's Bay. There's a lot of very early history here, earlier than any English contact on the East Coast.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.